dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Clear skies, becoming mostly sunny today. We're looking for highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, the Prime Minister of France resigned Monday, saying current politics made it impossible to do his job. He was back on the job by the end of the week. That story and more ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. As part of KPR's annual Live Day, join us for a free concert by KPR's own Destiny and Mermaiden and Friends. Friday night, October 24th, it's an evening of spooky tales and tunes, and knowing Destiny, some really bad jokes, live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That's Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m. Admission is free, but we do ask you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org, and we'll see you on the 24th. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, a little on the windy side with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers overnight, lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy and much cooler with highs in the mid-70s. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs.
I grew up in cities, you know, concrete. But the older I get, the more I'm attracted to places where there are more trees than people.
So during the pandemic, he took his cello outside and traveled to the country and made music in nature. A new podcast follows his journey on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle, also a remembrance of actress Diane Keaton, who passed away this week at the age of 79. That's all ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday, Sunday rather, on KPR. Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and our community. That's how we provide culture, information, and entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. Your support matters to KPR, so contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks for your support.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate healthcare in the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen, October 15th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs near 85 degrees. It's 61 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Weekend Edition Sunday. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just ahead, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. And then join us later today for the encore broadcast of 105 Live. We'll be debuting new releases from Newton and Topeka, as well as preview the Great Plains Art and Music Fest. Our in-studio guest is Micah Reynolds, the organizer behind KJHK's 50th birthday events happening this month in Lawrence. That's all on 105 Live with your host, Nick Carswell. That's today at noon on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8 o'clock. This is KPR.
Employees received a notice that they were no longer laid off, according to a letter seen by NPR. It remains unclear how many people have actually lost their jobs and what it means for the nation's main infectious disease agency.
NPR's Jeff Brumfield reporting, and this is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. University of Kansas football coach Lance Leipold had harsh words for Big 12 officials following the Jayhawks' loss against Texas Tech last night, 42-17. The Kansas City Star reports that Leipold criticized the way officials handled the longstanding Texas Tech tradition of throwing tortillas on the field. In addition, Leipold alleged a pocket knife was thrown at and hit a KU staff member. Texas Tech earned two penalties for unsportsmanlike conduct after tortillas and other objects were thrown onto the field. Back in August, Big 12 athletic directors voted 15-1 to penalize teams for objects thrown on the field. Texas Tech's athletic director was the only opposing vote and encouraged Red Raiders fans to continue the tradition. But last night, Texas Tech coach Joey McGuire was asked about a tense exchange with Leipold following the game.
It's frustrating. Yeah, I'm frustrated. I know he was frustrated. You know, we've got a new rule in this league, and we know the rule, and we didn't follow it, and we got penalized tonight, two 15-yard penalties, you know, and he was frustrated on that side, and we got to be better.
In other college football, K-State beat TCU 41-28. The Kansas City Current continues to dominate and rewrite letters in the National Women's Soccer League. With a 2-0 victory over Gotham of New York yesterday, the Current have set a record for wins and points in a season. Current defender Gabrielle Robinson says she's pleased the team captured its 20th victory in the league's 26-game season.
Yeah, the record's great. It's really cool, but we're focused on the next game and getting ready for the rest of the season.
The Current, now unbeaten in 17 straight league games, play their next game at Houston on Saturday, October 18th. Our forecast for the KPR listening area, mostly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows around 63, a slight chance of showers overnight and into tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, with highs in the mid-70s. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate healthcare in the U.S. Constitution. With Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen, October 15th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, data centers thrive where there's cheap land and access to data lines. In the case of Atlanta, that's the South Side, where many black suburbs are dealing with more and more of the large facilities. How are they coping? How are they fighting back? That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. Don't wait. Get your tickets now for KPR's Big Band Christmas for Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early, so run, don't walk, to Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office and get your tickets locked in for our Big Band Christmas with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org, and we'll see you at Big Band Christmas.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Mostly sunny skies in our forecast for today with highs in the mid-80s. It's cloudy and 62 in Atchison, sunny and 64 in Emporia, 66 and cloudy in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
A handover of living Israeli hostages is expected to begin next week in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees being held in Israel. We'll bring you the latest on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock. Your hosts tomorrow, Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, we'll hear from musician Khalid about his new album, After the Sun Goes Down. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on KPR. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid-70s.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
It's 65 degrees in Emporia, 69 in Manhattan, 65 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR.
Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you enjoy. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the south 10 to 15 miles per hour with some gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a slight chance of showers overnight, especially in the early morning hours. Lows in the low 60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. This is KPR.